got some fans out there. Awesome.
All right, Jake, I said we're going to put you on the hot seat. We constantly talk about the need for the next generation of skilled craftsmen. You are nearing 17. Yes. Working for your dad, you're balancing between school and work. How do you enjoy working in the field and in the trades?
Well, I think it's pretty enlightening. It teaches you a lot, definitely. It's a lot more practical, I would say, than school. Even though, I mean, school is completely necessary.
Easy there.
It does. It teaches you a lot more about I don't know how to explain it.
But life.
It's more practical. Yeah.
What it's like to get out there and earn a paycheck.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, on the as it relates to, you know, chemical application for pre-emergence and or killing off lawns and installing artificial turf, do you have a favorite between the two? If you're like, all right, today you can work on either crew, which one are you going to pick?
I would say probably the weeds. I mean, it's
easier.
It's easier. Yeah. It's a lot.
You don't have to move 15 tons a quarter minus to set your base. Now, I'm assuming you're a junior. You just wrapped up and you got a year left as a senior.
Yes. Uh-huh.
After that, what's your intention? Go into the industry full time or are you saving up?
Yes, industry, definitely.
And hit the trades full time. So once you do that, how long before you kick your dad out of the company?
Well, I guess until he retires.
No, that's a good question.
No, you just think, things to think about.
Yeah. No, they have it all planned out, don't they? At least he's got a plan.
Well,
and that's the thing.
And
college isn't for everybody. He scored a 33 on the SAT, which is the highest you can get. And they even said he can get a full ride scholarship. He's very humble. He doesn't want to even say that, but he reads a novel every 3 days. So they actually called us and told us how high he did. But anyway, I don't want to brag
awesome.
On him. That's just
no, you do, yeah. And you should.
And my bigger question now for you, Ray, I mean, he's your oldest.
Yeah.
You have nine more?
Eight more.
Are you going to be able to put them all through work at Liberty Green, Scottsdale Weed
Control? No, one wants to go into engineering, and the other one already – Isaac and Ethan already work with us. So they're already working in the crews on Saturdays or days off. I'm out there. They're wheelbarrow. They're moving. They don't sit around. We don't even have a TV at home.
Can you name all nine?
Not offhand. Jacob, Isaac, Ethan, David, Daniel.
How would
how would homeowners get a hold of Ray Lopez at Scottsdale Weed and Liberty Turf?
The best way is directly call my cell phone. You call the office, you'll get a hold of us. But if you call my cell phone, I don't mind you doing that. And it's 602-622-7818.
Just give us another 5 minutes to let us wrap up this on-air segment.
Okay.
Where's your phone right now?
I mean, like, people to call the phone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phone's right over there.
Okay, all right.
No. But the grass we do a lot of grass.
I love grass. I love real grass.
Well, the feel
really
of this new artificial grass is so awesome. And they don't have that shine on it anymore. They have the thatch in it. So when you're walking on it, some of these grasses, you can't tell if it's real or fake until you actually go down in there. And then we use that silica, the rounded silica.
You know how you can tell?
You don't have to mow it?
Well, the mowing, but no. When you drive through in the morning and the concrete that it butts up to isn't wet, then you know it's artificial turf.
Yeah, that's probably.
All that wasted water just going down the street.
So it's a good thing. Well, we have people with water bills $3,000 a month in Paradise Valley.
Yeah.
I think that's my phone right now.
Well, yeah. There it is. Okay, how about maintenance of that synthetic turf?
There is virtually...
You don't have to hose it down, clean it?
There's so little maintenance on it.
I mean, when they installed it at Horizon High School football team, and you go to twice a day in August for the football team to get them in shape, and half the team is in the end zone throwing up.
Why?
Because they're
same getting reason you had heat exhaustion.
Because they're getting in shape.
That July 17 years ago.
So I'm thinking, boy,
I remember those two-a-days.
Yeah, those two-a-days were brutal, man.
They start.
So what do you do? What do you do with that on the artificial synthetic and the pet waste?
With what the.
Throw up and poop.
Oh, we just wash it off. The poop dries on it, and that's why we use it for the dog runs all the time. The kennels. A lot of our work are dog kennels.
You need to power wash it?
No, you don't need to power wash it at all. Okay. Just pick up the poop. There are materials that you incorporate into the thatch, and they actually absorb the pet odors, the ammonia. If you don't use that in July, I've walked in backyards. I get a walk out. And we've had to replace it. We wear respirators when we replace that because they all have three big dogs, and you just can't. It's horrible.
Now, when you guys leave here, will Jake drive and you start returning the phone calls that are
Well, he can't drive a commercial truck yet. So I have to drop him off at the jobs.
Phone number one more time.
602-622-7818.
Lopez Tribe, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
It was awesome. Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks, Rezzy.